Now we take a time to prepare our hearts for the gift of Holy Communion. And in the Lutheran Church, we do hold to the teaching of real presence. God is truly in the body and blood. He comes and meets us and gives us exactly what we need, as he did for his disciples in Luke 24. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
And I share the words of institution. These are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.